having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot.
What's going on, y'all?
What you keep, that's what they talk.
Yo, you know, I even breathe.
The streets, they teach me that thug life can never die.
Man, Skellon, man, you know.
I thought I could retire and move on. But I moved on to some so-called real world, the civilized world.
Why?
These motherfuckers is worse than
music by D'Esco.
I'm an outlaw.
To the Mac. You know, shout out to the Sauce. Shout out to the Island Breeze podcast.
Cause I'm young and black with some tattoos.
I'm
cause I steady walk around with my tour. Cause I'm young and black with some tattoos. Cause I steady walk around with my tour. Cause I'm young and black with some tattoos. Cause I steady walk around with my tour.
Hope y'all had a blessed day today.
You know, see a nigga make it, put us in
property
with nothing but
convenience. Okay. Like we always do when I'm a guest on the Breeze Cast. You know,
we consider outlaws cause we young niggas with tattoos.
Get it to this intro, Al. I'm ready to talk some shit, man. Yeah, man. Get the people going with the intro.
Alright. Yeah, I'm like the today we gonna discuss on this beautiful early evening. We got Russell, the Byron Skinlin, and we have little Eddie in the building. You feel me? You know, you heard when they introduced they show, you know what I mean? It was Kings All Day. And we gonna definitely talk about this King Jay-Z, with his place making arrangements and deals with the NFL, far as going forward on a bigger scale that most people is not understanding. And you know, and the Kings that's here, Russell and Eddie, you know, they gonna drop jewels and shine some light under the sun with y'all on their facts and opinions on how they feel and their overall outlook, you know, on the situation. And I feel like it's a beautiful thing that Jay-Z is doing, but people not seeing the bigger picture that's being painted. So I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna let the brother Russell go ahead do his thing like he always do. You feel me?
Yeah. Thank you. You know,
welcome,
Island sir. Breeze. I appreciate that intro.
You're welcome.
I'm kind of disappointed, to be honest. Just to start off, first I'm disappointed with the players, like Kenny Stills and Eric Reed, for like even criticizing Hov for a partnership with the NFL. Like, I don't know every single detail that was going on. You know, it was good. You know, I don't know every exact detail, but the gist of it was they came to him, said, "We got a problem. We need you to help solve our barrier in the black community." And these players feel the need to uproot and go negative against bringing another black man that may be able to relate more to him. Because this is a board of directors that ain't got no niggas in it, no real niggas, you know what I mean? Not to say a real nigga is important, but a person that has your real interest at heart, you know what I mean? Like, for you and your people. It's nobody that sit on that table really that's for what Kaepernick was talking about more than Hov. Doing to his criminal reform history. He got Meek out of jail. He sent them international lawyers out about that other rapper. And this is just recent events. He did the documentary on a young boy who was falsely accused of this crime and spent all that time in jail. His name escaping me right now, but you know what I mean?
His name don't ring. I know you talk about it on the table.
And I should know this. Man, but I get back to it. You know, my point remains though, they saying that he kind of an Uncle Tom. But I'm like, you collecting checks from the NFL. You about to go to work right now. Still show up for practice. Talking about Cap ain't got no job. Ain't no unity for Cap, but y'all taking checks. You getting paid. You going to practice today, right now, probably as we speak, getting ready for your preseason game. That's hoping true. You don't get cut.
They not doing it. That's like
how you Cap the only one out there without the job, and Cap the most quiet about it. Like, they said him and Hov had a little discussion, and it got kind of heat or whatever. And that's to be expected. But I figure they both are figuring it out. And when Hov really getting a room with him and getting face to face, and they had to sit down on why this going down, Kaepernick was like, "All right, I got you."
Hov already talked to him.
Yeah. Like, what the conversation was like?
Especially what he just did.
About to look out for him.
But do you think Hov needed his permission to do it?
Hov need to be a part of his little crew. Like that's what he basically do for his living. Like Hov set the record straight with the blacks and the whites. Like,
exactly.
That's all he doing for the, like, that nigga coming up. Like, he not playing, bro.
This is what I'm saying. How many black people at the NFL table?
Excuse me, y'all. I ain't mean to cut y'all off.
Hold it before you do this. Bro, who was else at that table that was black? Not sitting in the back row at that table that was black.
A lot of people don't like him.
Of course. They didn't like him before.
If you go against the flag, you basically telling white people, I hate America. I'd rather be from somewhere else.
They'll tell that to the people down south who recognize the other flag.
And there's some also black people that'll take that offense. It's like, nigga, you ain't gonna stand for my flag. You in the army and this nigga kneeling to your flag. What you gonna...
There's a person that, if this guy went to the country and he fought for war and he fought and what he thought for was right as in defending the country, he was told that, he believed that, then that's what he had to do.
Same thing with Bloods and Crips. You disrespect the blood flag, what he gonna do?
Man.
You disrespect the Crip flag, like, what you gonna do? You disrespect the whole America flag, nigga. The army hates you. Like, exactly. People really hate you, like, bro.
But he didn't do it to disrespect the flag. He had a conversation with a Marine, and he told him that's how we pay respect to our brothers, is by kneeling, not so just you sitting on the bench or standing. And Kaepernick took that to heart because he didn't want to offend no Marines. He just said, hey, I can't stand up for this BS while I got this platform. I can't let this be okay.
Do you know
the words of the rest of this song? Like, you got me out here standing here crossing my heart, pledging allegiance to it, that I'm not even a person when this song is written. I'm 3/5 a person when this song
is
written.
If you're gonna take it that far and you're gonna be that distant towards the world, you gotta march, bro. You gotta do a speech. Like, if you really, really wanna put your face on history, you gotta do that. Like,
well, that's kind of, he did it more so with action, though, because he knew that. On the opposite side, though, I want to say this, though. Kaepernick did have another year in his contract, so he chose to be a free agent for some reason. Because he could have just either made them cut him and pay him his bread, or stay, competed, lost, and they made and forced their hand. He had a opting out clause, and he opted out. And then since then, he ain't been able to find no job or a job that he wanted. Because it's different between getting the job that you want and the job that you feel you deserve after the work that you done put in.
And when you a young black QB and you already made all that, like, an NFL player could retire after a year or two.
Every man's
and
shit,
you
right.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Endorsement deal was on top
bro.
Of endorsement deal.
You got bread.
You know?
Like, come on now.
That's right.
He got bread. He ain't living in no goddamn... real community, like, you know, like an average black person. He up there with Hov. That's why Hov talking to him and he giving him the demonstration, like, this what you should have did, or this what you should do.
This the
like,
next step to what you did.
Right, right.
Like, y'all kneeling, like, hey, yeah, go ahead and kneel. I'm not against you kneeling. He said that. I'm not against you kneeling. Feel your freedom of speech however way you want. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to make sure that y'all stay protected when this entity over here try to treat you like they did Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see that yet.
They don't see it yet. Because all that's going to come out down the line. It's going to come out.
At least that's what I think. That's my opinion. That's my takeaway from it.
Man, you got to get his team, Kaepernick
and
you can
back it up.
Yo, that's
you
a
really
fact.
Back it up. Cousin.
So, you know what I mean? You just got to wait on
your I think you got to wait and
nothing
see.
Wrong with it. Yeah,
yeah, no, I don't think nothing true. Wrong with it. Your business, man.
That's a fact.
Jigga most definitely gonna hire his guy.
And then it was your decision to take that next year off. So that was your opinion. Like, that's what you wanted to do. You had two options.
You had two options. And then you went and had a settlement with the NFL. You signed the NDA. Hey, get your money. Go sit down. And, you know, I mean, continue to work on your dreams. I ain't saying not to keep trying to be in the NFL. He's still young enough to be able to play. I believe he's still probably better than fucking half the quarterbacks in the league right now. But that, shit. You were blackballed the league,
man,
and you created an uproar, and you created emotion in the wave, and that always puts you on the short end of the stick, but on the bigger side of history. So, You know, that ain't gonna stop his money flow. That ain't gonna stop his legend or his legacy, because that helped build his legacy. Yeah. Through the fact that he said, I ain't gonna stand up for this BS, got blackballed, got his little bit of money, said, hey, I can continue doing what I want to do, which is fight for equality and racial injustice and keep being a positive image of the black community. That's all I really want to do anyway. You know, football is my passion. I love to do it, but if I can do this, I'm good. At least that's what that's what the humane person would be, which I think, you know, Cap is, for even putting himself and his career and his rep out there to even... Because he could have lied when they told him. He spoke at 100, and then now, you know, the world don't like it when you keep it real and you show the truth to the world. That's why people oppose so much shit. People be like, hey, shit. People always hate the truth. That's a hard pill, especially when it's about a mass amount of people. Because that shit exposed a whole lot of people that you wouldn't think, like, even felt this type of way about you to this guy, Neil. And then now all of a sudden... people spilled their beans, and Trump, and then Trump also being able to, you know, throw his 2 cents in via Twitter and stir up 10 million people, or whoever, however many people follow him, it's just funny. It's entertainment.
It's like a big
You're Fired is what the government looked like.
I can't believe they put him
The Apprentice. That's what the show called.
President, bro, like his picture is in our president book, like, bro. That is not right, bro. Donald Trump should not be one of the president. Like, bro, that's so much. We went so much down from here, bro. Like, Donald Trump, who's next, bro?
Pay cut.
Whoever they want next.
Whoever they want, bro. You know how many years we got until the world end? Like, bro.
Sure ain't not.
You know how many years we got until the world end?
You only die once, though, man.
Hopeful.
What's yeah, we not gonna live forever. Mm-hmm. Shit, the people in 46 not gonna fucking even think 2 cents about us. Like, who is that? Who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That's ancestors. What the
history
fuck?
Have been rewritten multiple times by
multiple
that time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell how many times history has already been rewritten.
Oh, it's rewritten by the victors.
Mm-hmm. Written by the victors, you damn right. The loser never tell the story, or nobody believe you.
That's really crazy. I always wonder, like, if you was to go to another country and shit and read one of their history books, they probably had some real shit about your own country you wouldn't even know.
Of course it was. Of course it do.
You'd be like, what?
What the hell?
And that's why it's important to travel. You gotta go.
But that's why people are scared of America, too, because, bro, we did some dirty shit.
Oh, yeah.
Always did.
The foundation of it is dirty.
And the white people did some dirty shit, too.
The exception of it
was
dirty.
Fucked it up.
The exception of the story that's told.
It's just imperialism.
The exception of the story that's told is fucked up.
Just fucking slaves, period, bro. That's just fucked up. Like, nigga didn't have a job. He had a goddamn... I wouldn't even know what to call that shit. Going through that shit every day, imagine waking up like, we in a whole different era. And we not gonna mean shit to the niggas that's in 60,000 and shit like that.
Shit, that far, I don't know what the planet's doing.
Yeah, that's...
People may not even be here.
We be particles somewhere in the universe.
They jumped on Mars because the Earth got fucked up.
Mars probably won't even last that long if Earth ain't lasting that long.
I think it is, though. I think it's gonna just keep going, bro.
That shit's so deep.
Think it's parallel?
That shit is gonna keep going. We keep recreating. Everything recreates itself.
It does.
And dies.
In seasons, too.
Some niggas say we in
the
permanent.
That shit
just washed up.
Like a fucking
even the earth too. Like in a
minute,
the earth just
like
gonna
snowball.
Break apart.
That's
again.
A fact.
I think it's possible.
What's the Hennessy commercial? That
what?
Dude, you know, the
Jacques Cousteau.
The Hennessy commercial where the ball went up and like he went up in the past the atmosphere.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yo,
that shit was crazy.
He really was the first dude to do it, and that was like 1931.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't talk about that dude.
Not at all.
Like at nighttime, I'd be imagining like how far are we looking up. Like when you see the stars and shit, how far are you really right?
They be booking this shit. Like,
but this shit is all like the Truman Show and shit. The style.
The sun be so close, man.
Like, what? Why the sun be so close? Bro, why can I see the sun? Soon as I look up, I can see the sun.
Yo, I swear, like, if you, it's really blue skies, though. Like, it's really sunny. It's really sunny, but man, I swear this, man, control weather. Yo, that shit is real.
Hurt, man.
Man, like, yo, these foreign countries getting weather that they only never normally get. Like in Mexico, one of the hottest cities. Man, how you got a whole flood of a hailstorm, though? Like a river.
Hey, man, the Amazon forest been burning for 18 days.
Look at that. And they knows what's supposed to be laser beams.
I don't even know.
How is that?
Laser beams.
That shit like a California brush fire. Yeah, how the Amazon forest on fire?
It's the rainforest.
Hey, this is what it does.
Yo, what's the? But I really like that Netflix documentary. They got the dudes going around. You know what I mean? It's their job to set fires. It's a team of 13. These cats out here setting wildfires like on purpose, though.
Word?
Yo, that's a fact.
I can believe that because I don't believe these fires just spontaneous. This is somebody's job to go do it, just like it's somebody's job to go put it out. It's a way to burn. It's a way to burn off
of
land.
It'd be dry as hell. But they is next to water, though.
They right next to
water. So it's kind of confusing.
That's a fact.
But they be hot as fuck, though. They be like.
But they roots to not be wet and shit like that. But the roots to stay wet.
Take intermission.
What's up?
Take intermission.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back. Right after these sponsors. Thanks to Buck and Fitch, my man Shupak French, my man Shupak, for my fucking Buck and Fitch hat.
Buck and Fitch.
Yeah. We gonna be right back after this intermission. We gonna introduce you to another king guest that's in the house. You feel me? And you already know, yo, this that Island Breed podcast. You feel me?
Mission, you said, right? How long is in a mission?
Yo!
Just like a few seconds. But then they come back.
Oh, everybody about to go get the pizza.
Work. Fuck it. We gonna let the intermission rock out till they come back then.
Oh. Is we live or something?
Yeah, man. We rolling, man. Yeah, so you know what I mean? We gonna have this intermission. You know what I mean? So we gonna wait till the king, the other two kings come back. You know what I mean? So we're going to be right back. Tune in. Straight raw, no sugarcoat. It's Island Breed Podcast. We got Russell Skinless on the ones and twos.
Three and four and five and six. Okay, I didn't know. My bad. Yeah, where was we? Because some of our guests has left the building and I'm gonna be honest with you. They went to go get Dutchies and Munchies, food and shit, okay? That's what happened. Okay, I ain't gonna hold you. Silent Breeze, we keeps it real. We keeps it real. Nah, let me quit straight fucking
raw,
around. Where was we at?
You know what I mean? So we were just talking about different topics as far as like with the Jay-Z. We talked about touched on some Trump.
Yeah,
on some like stars and the moon, you know what I mean, and different living on.
Are you the firmament and shit?
Firmament is facts. You know, we got deep on an open conscious wave. You know,
okay.
It's just what it's about, you know. Yeah,
just kicking it, doing what we do, man. What we be doing on a Wednesday anyway. We just feel like we share it with y'all, you know. Hit the like button, hit the share button, subscribe to the Island Breeze podcast. You know, tell them where they can find us at, where they could download us at.
Oh yeah, that's a fact. I'm gonna let Russell go ahead and give his information of contact. You know, on social media link.
Go ahead, bro.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna let him get his grub on real quick. He's smacking on some cheese pizza. You feel me? But yeah, yo, this your boy Himalaya. You can find me on Facebook at Himalaya Allen. That's Facebook Himalaya Allen. And on Instagram, it is King_Chocolate_88. That is King_Chocolate_88.
on the gram, you know. So that's the best way you can find me, and I'll be available. And we got another guest. We got cuz, big cuz Will in the house. You know what I mean?
Hold up for my boy, man.
Oh yeah. Go ahead. It's live. It's rolling.
Oh no.
Yo, you good? All right, cuz, good. Yo.
No lie, man.
Yo. Yeah, cuz said, no. All right, cuz. No, we gonna do no lie for you. No lie for you. Cuz said, no lie. He don't need it. Yo, boy, you go ahead and introduce yourself, though, cuz.
Get on the video, he's like, nah.
You can introduce yourself.
Freestyle?
Huh?
Freestyle?
Oh, sure, go ahead, you know what I mean? Let him know who you is. You can spit a freestyle, you know what I mean? Yo, this straight raw, no sugar coat.
I just play my song.
You know what I mean? Straight raw, no sugar coat. Man, we
live on the Island Bridge. About to get a performance by, what's your name? And what's the name of the song?
They caught me, Didi. Yeah, Didi.
Didi, and what's the name of the track?
The track, They Know.
They Know. Yeah, all right, they know I did. Let's go.
Hold on, let me get it right.
If I drop that flavor, we got Didi on the ones and twos. Here we go.
Tight, gotta let that shit go. Ever up this fucking 40, I'ma let that bitch blow. Man, it's with it, no. Man, I swear to hell, no. Hey, cool with my bro. Got a 40 in the back. Lotto, let that bitch blow. If a nigga try to act slim, let that thing go. A nigga touch the game, then that nigga gotta go. Hey, chopper hit that nigga in his fro. Make them bullets come kissing, but this ain't no mistletoe. YBH the fucking gang, young blast, hella ho. Man, they try to hold on tight, they gotta let it go. Hey. North Carolina, straight guy on designer. Better stay alert, these hoes hypnotizing. NC got all my dogs terrorizing. Better stay alert, hard not to judge off these haters. I got a spot, I'm an all-star player, I'ma get the spot. Ayy, take your bitch butt when she drop. I put that drop on her, she a thot. I quit fucking with life shit. Made a fucking life switch. Flip that on my life, bitch. I could turn it on if and when I wanna. I control the life light click. I'm a life size light switch. Kicking tight with. That's brackets, that's my light shit. That's the type shit. I drop and cop some ice with. Hop on flights with. Just to keep the nights lit. To keep thinky like Smith. Kicking ass a fucking night, bitch. With my night stick. Slipping with my life, bitch. Why the fuck I gotta pay the price with my life? If the motherfucker priceless, I seen life switch with some nice kicks. Why's it like this? I ain't write this, I ain't type this. Why the fuck is this my script? From get up, it was set up like shit. Everybody should be pussy sound like dicks. Hey, I'm going in, order me a coke. My flow sick, I think I'm about to have a stroke. I keep the right tools, I never go broke. And my neck so cold that I got a Tokyo. Got a mouth full of gashes, diamond cut slashes. Bars burn skin, I'm melting niggas like ashes. Spitting methane, I turn you niggas into ashes. And I'm just warming up, no greenhouse gases. Ayy, letting out steam, no gaskets. Grips got me coughing, I ain't talking about a casket. I ain't at the top, cause I'm really way past it. You niggas say you ballin', I'm the motherfucking basket. Tatted up and blasted, shitting on you gastric. I'm a real nigga, nowhere near plastic. I'ma be around for a while like a classic. Get used to it, nigga, get adapted. I'm living life lavish, stuntin' is a habit. I gotta do it big, I'm at the top like an addict. Keep an ass in the case a nigga won't static. Get you by yourself and hit you with the automatic. I can't stop, I won't stop, I'm
moving. We got to continue the joint.
Got a mouthful of money every time you see me. Fuckin' stuff like a head in a beanie. Stop attempting, nigga, you can never beat me, I'm too luxurious, the broke nigga theory is the way the kids think. God, haters furious, I know you niggas curious how I conquered it.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drop them jewels. Yo, drop them jewels. A word? Oh, yeah, man. Yo, man. Bless to him, too.
This my female rapper, yo. This my female rapper. I just signed her.
Living my life and I'm trying to get by. Trying to get by.
Thank
you. You know, we just kicking it, we just vibing, we just cooling, you feel me? This that island breeze, you know, it's a beautiful day. You know, we can't let that negative, you know, hold you down. You know, you gotta keep it positive, let that channel through, you feel me? You know, you get that tunnel vision, you know, because sometimes we deal with real stuff every day, but it's all right, though. Everybody, you know, you just gotta keep it moving forward. You know, ain't no more going backwards. You know, even for myself, you feel me? And that's for anybody. Just keep moving forward. You know, we only come to a standstill, nothing less. Cause at the end of the day, it's all progress. But whatever we do, you continue working on accomplishing your goals. I mean, you know, because the obstacle course gets real. The obstacle course get real. But stay just dedicated, really focused and consistency. You know, that's what I'm working on with myself again right now, you know, because I've been having some things spiraling on a domino, really, I say on a domino effect, you know, and so, but I'm dealing with it, though. You know, I'm figuring it out, but it ain't stopping me from learning it. And, you know, it's part of the process of passing and failing, you know. That's a fact.
I'm gonna connect you with the joint. Oh, sure. I'm gonna connect you with the joint, though.
Yeah, just DM me.
All right. No, I'm gonna turn you into a joint, though. Here we go. Yeah. Sure, you check my joint. But just a lot of things have been going on. Like, even as far as today, man, it's so much more. But it's been going on with a lot of retaliation, crime on us, on us kings, though. On our right, Charlie. Y'all take care. On us on those brown black kings, you feel me? Like, man, unarmed, and man, woman, no kids, like, it's crazy. You know, I have experiences, you know me, these people I know have experiences, and we see it. And when the stuff really happened and something, sometimes it happened to our own people. You know what I mean? Even our own backyard. But, you know, they don't see, we don't hear it on the news. But, you know, you had, you read a newspaper, you, that's some shit you will see. But, yeah, but, man, I just seen how the cops just basically just digitally took tattoos off this dude's face and made it look like somebody else and arrested an innocent man for a robbery in a bank. And this was just in Texas, just a few days ago. The cops edit the dude, the original dude, they took his tattoos off. Literally digitally removed his tattoos off the computer and arrested some innocent dude. You feel me? And like, this dude don't got no tattoos on his face, and the dude who did it was bald headed. You feel me? Like, yo, it's crazy. And they just added here and just took the tattoos off. So they basically arrested an innocent man for a case that he don't have nothing to do with, you know. And that's messed up. And now they just what I think charging the cop from that Gardner case out there in New York City when he was choking that brother, and when he was saying he can't breathe, man, he got charged, you know. He going to jail. They charging him as to a murder now. So, you know, so that's a different outlook on that case. Man, it's just so much. Just so much, it's every day. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of it ain't gonna be talked about. Like I seen something where this guy, he basically pulled over. This black guy, he gets out, he got a car of people with him in this broad daylight. And there's Trump supporters right there at the corner protesting versus non-Trump supporters. So, you know, you got a mixed crowd with the non-Trump supporters. So, man, I don't know what happened, what escalated for the situation, but I know that the brother dude who parked this car, you know, he big dude, probably about like 6'4", 6'5", you know what I mean? He was pit bull. Man, they was scared of him. They was scared. You know what I mean? He spit on the white broad and everything. He spit on the Trump supporter white broad. Man, it's like, oh, no, he spit on her. Then the one guy that did, man, he was like the biggest dude out of them, but he was still a little small, you know, but he was just small little Trump supporter guy still. But man, he ain't want no problems, because dude was kept coming up in his face, and dude act like he was getting held back and trying to go around. Like, man, you could have got broke loose, but then you want to go attack the little dude on a skateboard and take his skateboard and hit him in the head with his joint. And you know what I mean? Like, but y'all want to arrest the black dude, but y'all let this dude just get away from him. They up here fighting with some little short, little small, little chub skateboarder dude. Took it in and jacked him for his skateboard. Yo, they was brawling for a little bit. You know what I mean? It's crazy. But then the cops come, man, they arrested the black dude, who the big 6'5", pit bull black dude. You know what I mean? They arrested that brother. Took him, talking about, for illegal parking. But you just got dude over here, it's on tape, he just bust him in the head with a skateboard. You're like, yo, what type of, you know what I mean? Like, shit crazy. Baby, so, man, it's real out here. It's real. Man, where the big guns in the Santa Claus at? You know, that's what so many ignorant cops will say. You feel me? Like, no, man. You got something that's cool, but man, you can't even trust the cool ones either. You know what I mean? Shit, they still do shit too. They want some funny shit. Yeah. But it is what it is, though. But this is our society we live in. Like, I do see a lot. We do have, like, our own black training militias, though. You feel me? Like, I feel like that's something cool to do for us, you know, as a people. because I mean, shoot, they do it every day, man. How a 4-year-old little white boy going into a gun store know how to cock a rifle like he a grown man, like do the whole thing, empty the clip and all that, and his mom up there, oh yeah, pat him on the back for it, like this is what he see. You fat, you know what I mean?
The other way around is a thug.
That's a fact.
Any other race too.
That's a fact.
They're the only race that got the right to bear arms.
That's a fact.
Because that's what they felt always since back then. You know what I mean? Because they came with the guns, the cannons. You know what I mean? Shoot, we always had, man, spears and all that. All that natural weapons. You know what I mean? That really put the slaughter to you. You know what I mean? Like they had it. Like the Aztec. The Mayans, or the Aztec or the Mayans, they had some type of whistle. The whole army had this whistle. And it was like a whistle that was shaped like a scary skull with hair on it. You know what I mean? But it was made out of a bone. And so when they blow into it, when they all blow into it, it just sound like a bunch of people just screaming and torturing pain, like the joint sound crazy. Like they did an audio of that joint, like they multiplied the sound, like they took an actual one, multiplied the sound. The sound just like a whole army, like 100,000 of them, like probably more than that. You know what I mean? Just blowing this thing, just coming down, and you know what I mean, on horses and running downhill. Like you just hearing that, you thinking, you know what I mean? They scaring they opponents. But man, it sounded like some real scary shit. Well, excuse my language, but yo, but it was crazy though. But it's a lot out here. It's a lot out here. But you got anything to say, my brother?
I don't know. I think you hitting the home run right now. Damn, that was profound. You got me sitting over here now, you know.
Man, we just vibing, man.
Vibing out.
Man, we sharing knowledge.
I'm in my breeze mode. You got me. I see why you call it the island breeze and shit. I'm just feeling cool like a sand blown in the wind, you know.
Man, facts. Man, plus.
I do agree with you, though. I do agree with a lot of the points.
I mean, but sure. I really don't know the truth, I mean, but that's what I know, just looking for more into it, you know what I mean? But I know that a lot of stuff ain't the full answer, but a lot of stuff that we do we research and look into, you know what I mean? It's more than one opinion and fact, and you know, it's more than the wrong answer than the right answer, you know? So that's why it's always, you know, you gotta have an open mind. You gotta stay with an open mind on, you know, and that just keep you balanced on your sanity. But and we also got the brother Marcus here, King Marcus.
Man, go ahead, brother.
What up? Go ahead, say something.
You got me in this shit for real.
All right. We lied. I know we lied like a motherfucker. But what up, though, man? I really ain't got nothing to say right now. I'm just high as hell. Cool like a motherfucker.
Word.
All right, let's switch the chairs a little bit. Babe. I got y'all.
Man, go ahead. We about to have DJ. We word.
That's fun
that's
to talk
fact.
About.
Go ahead.
Well, who y'all NBA fans, right?
We
supposed to
start
new
shit.
Right,
not really.
We just fucking just like fuck. We about to be.
Maybe we'll let it ride.
But yeah, though.
What duo you think gonna come out? What's the best? Like, now that the teams done broke down and everybody got fairish across the board, you know, because now it ain't Warriors and LeBron no more. They can't, because LeBron got to go, you know, they got to go through the West together. And that kind of brought the deck down a little bit. They got D'Angelo, lost KD, and Cousins, but, like, I still think they experienced and play. They lost Livingston too and Iguodala to the Warriors. They off the team too. So I don't know. I like the diversity of the league. I like it made it exciting again because that was about to start to get stale.
I did not know that.
right? But I like to see what AD and LeBron do. But also interested want to see what the Clippers can do. Man, then you got the Rockets with Westbrook and Harden, and then you like Philly intriguing. You know, can they get over the hump? Giannis, they cleared this path by moving Kawhi to the West. Can you know Kawhi play for the Clippers? Yeah, him and Paul George. Yeah. Nah, dead ass.
Too much going on now. I ain't know all that.
Yeah, it's lit now.
Yeah, it's lit. It's about to get lit. We about to see.
That's what I'm saying. It's discussion. I see. It's been so long. You like, hey, because all these players.
Really nasty now. Like, we about to see. I think it's from Westbrook and them boys.
Westbrook and Harden.
Yeah.
That's intriguing right there.
Who they gonna check?
Man, Harden, you gotta play some.
You gotta pick either or. You gotta play some good zone.
Because Russ could penetrate like a motherfucker. Yeah, once he get in your teeth and kick it out, it's over.
Kick it out is over. You know it's joint wet.
It's over.
And she knows.
I don't even know where that came from out of him.
They play might be different together too.
Yeah, and they played together.
Like, that's what I'm saying. They played together, and now they in their prime.
They did.
They in their prime together.
Both, and they coming off MVP separately and shit.
Who you think is going to be champions?
Man.
Finals
already? Okay, my way too early prediction. Got to be LeBron. I can't. So LeBron didn't knock himself out last year. Till somebody knocked LeBron out officially.
So.
You know what I mean? Like, on his way to the finals. Like, his getting to the he got a better team.
Yeah.
He got a better co-star than he ever had at any point in his career. I think AD is, like, Wade was good, but Wade ain't on AD level. Bosh was good, not at AD level. Love, good. You know, Kyrie, really, really good, but not AD. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to be, like, one of the best.
Man, double,
what's on your team?
You've been like that since college, though.
What they got?
Point guard, Russell.
They got
LeBron.
They got,
LeBron going to point guard. And they got Rondo, though. They got Quinn Cook from the Warriors.
Why can't he play the point guard?
They got Kuzma.
They
got JaVale McGee.
They
back. No man, JaVale McGee. I'm like,
you crazy.
He funny as hell.
I can't wait to see it, though. I hope none of them will get hurt. Please, God.
That would hurt the downstretch.
I don't want to hear no bullshit.
Kyrie played for the Nets. You know Kyrie played for the Nets now. Kyrie. He played for the Nets.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay. KD will be back probably next year, him and Kyrie. That next year is really going to get good.
Can't trust him, man. You never know.
KD be back in the lineup. It's gonna be real, man.
Yeah,
it's definitely gonna be real.
KD get back in that lineup.
And
that's a
fact. I definitely want to see what him and Kyrie look like in Brooklyn. I definitely want to see that.
Yeah, but
that's a fact.
I don't know, man. They gotta get to them Rockets. That might have. Listen, the Warriors is my squad. My favorite team. They still is my favorite team, though. But I might have needed two teams. I see.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
This is a good amount of competition.
Cause, though, they undid all that. I don't know what's going on. I was just like, huh?
Well, that's a fact, man. It's a balance all across the board, the West and the East. You feel me? Like, man, that's what's so beautiful, man. There's a lot of young talent too that's showing up. Like the one boy, what's his name from the Celtics? He's doing his thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen a little bit of his summer league. Yo, he gonna be a nice fit into that Celtics. You know what I mean? They gonna have a nice role for him. He gonna do something out there. They got a big man too. They got a big man. It's somebody who's got a big man too. Like 7 foot.
Who?
He's 7 foot. Celtic.
Dude,
got a 7 foot, and I think
Celtics. They got Kemba Walker too.
Who?
The Celtics.
They got Kemba.
They doing too much shit. Yeah. right, we really about to see this shit though. I don't know. This could be 2-on-2 every game. This shit about to be look like a damn playground game. All right.
They gonna be interested out there. They gonna be.
They can't wait. Russell had to leave. I've been to that shit. Everybody was like, nah, he ain't leaving. I might watch. That nigga gonna
get it. Traded Paul George. Oh, please get me out of here right behind him. Please don't do this to me. The I man now they did Chris Paul filthy though. How Chris Paul just got swapped out of. Yeah, he went to OKC.
Yeah, for Westbrook, but
they said he down there to die.
Yeah, made that move, boy.
They said he down there to ride.
For real.
They said he back to the New Orleans Pelicans all over again.
What's contract looking like?
Oh, 200 plus.
Huh?
200 plus.
200 plus.
They had just re-signed him, like four. I want to say 4 year, 200
the Thunder?
No, the Rockets have signed him to that. And since he got traded, that's his, you know, current contract.
Yeah.
4 year, 200 mil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be mad either, but that they sent him backwards. He had a chance to compete ever since he left, like, the Pelicans or the, what was they called, the Hornets then.
Right.
And then to go full circle back to a spot like OKC, not even New Orleans, Oklahoma City. Oh, that hurt. That had to hurt.
He had to do it.
But hey, man.
He had to do it. And Paul can't
well,
come
see,
on and help him.
Maybe he didn't need all them stars around him. You know, that let him shine a little bit more. Because I think he need to shoot more. I don't think Chris Paul shoot enough. Because he always be having players around him that their job's a primary scorer. I think you always been a good scorer.
Right.
Like, when he scored 25-30, right, they win more games than they lose when he out there with 30-10. He go out there and get 16-12 and 7 now.
Who? Paul?
Yeah. You know.
See, when he was in New Orleans, though. When he was in New Orleans, for real, when he was there, man, that man was balling. Like he, like you say, he was able to do what he do.
Okay, so you like basketball better than football?
I'm starting to.
You starting to?
I've always been a big football fan over basketball, but basketball is like a little bit more exciting. Because especially now with more diversity in this upcoming season, because the NFL play you every time and make you think that Tom Brady not going to the Super Bowl, but he is.
You funny as hell. Yeah, they make that shit very amazing. How about this motherfucker?
And you be like, these teams way better than them, but somehow they just can't.
They can't
beat
do it.
You. And it's crazy how
my favorite team is the Seahawks.
I like the Seahawks too. I'm a Seahawks fan. I like the I'm a Bills fan. I like the Jags, and that's you know pretty much it.
That man got the best offensive line.
Who?
Tom Brady.
Man, Tom Brady got the best system.
He really do.
That's I would say that.
They go crazy.
That system is impeccable.
Yo, you see the way he blocked. I mean, you see their whole line block. You got to look at
Tom Brady, a really good general.
They be serious. You know?
Yeah. Team. And he also get rid of the ball in 2 seconds.
Himself, strong as hell. Yeah, and get that general
by him. I mean, like, it's much easy to block 2 seconds. Right. Oh, pa-boom. Ball
it's
gone.
It's like these boys really got to practice. Like, you feel me? They really got to practice this shit because if they don't, they ain't going to be with it. You feel me? The arm that he got, you feel me? Fast as hell, feel me? You better be open and ready, nigga. Catch that motherfucker ball and go. Mm-hmm. I know Belichick ain't playing that shit. You feel me? That's how they all go like
that's
that.
That's a fact, though, man.
Belichick not playing that shit.
Hell yeah.
He a smart coach.
That's a fact. I think it's more him than Brady, though. I'll probably be in the minority in saying that, but I always feel Belichick should get more office, credit though. Than Brady. And I just said, I think quarterbacks in general get too much credit.
Think so?
Yeah, like they only like that because every drama, everything has to have a leading role. Somebody to blame other than the director, which would be the coach, which direct the players on the field.
Right.
And then somebody who makes sure the cast do what they supposed to do.
Yeah, it's
bad. You know, so it's the motherfucking ladder effect of shit rolling downhill.
Right.
You know what I mean? The running back fumble. That's a spotlight on the running back. Receiver dropped the pass. Now that's debatable. Was it a bad throw or did he just drop the ball?
Right.
You know what I mean? And then the receiver dropped the ball and get intercepted. That interception going on the quarterback stat.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, the quarterback, you know, and the win-loss record go on the quarterback.
Right.
So they kind of make that a fact. But I think if you got a average quarterback but a really good team around it, that can overcompensate for, you know, this leading role not being so good. And a lot of teams have proven that with the Ravens, with that really good defense. They amassed a whole lot of talent on defense and certain skill positions, and they made it happen. So did the Bucks. So did, you know what I mean, the Seahawks at the time. A lot of young quarterbacks who, you know what I mean, ain't reached their potential, done went one or went to the Super Bowl just because their team around them is extraordinary.
It's a fact.
Like, and also systems. To every system get hot. And then it get cold when people figure it out. That's what make the Patriots great, because they always changing their system.
Team, right, though. They change their team.
They stay. It's the same system, but hey.
You got different players filming it.
Different. We got three systems in here right now.
That's only so many.
I mean, they do got a lot of the same players that been there for years. Stay there for, they really fuck with their players.
Really be franchise stated.
Really fuck with Brady. Edelman.
I think Brady on his way out, though, like, because I think, like, because
he got two more years.
You never know how much time you got left. Like, he said
he wanted
to
play 6 more years or something. Like
that's what I'm saying. What you say, but that ain't what the statistics say and history say. And if I'm going to be here this long, I need to make sure that my team continue doing what it's doing and it's doing it my way, because, you know, at some point they're going to be like, was it you or was it me? Every turn you win. But I ain't getting no credit. Belichick gets slighted a lot because Tom Brady, the quarterback, because he's a famous quarterback. Yeah, if he was an average quarterback with 7 rings or 6 rings, whatever, you know what I mean? He married to a supermodel, blah, 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 6 rings. You know what I mean? Belichick, you know, he dark. He cool out on the side, but he like, shit, I'm the mastermind of this. I can show you I can do this without him. Like, it's like every great hat got that itch. Like, Brady probably want to go see if he could do it without him, too. It's probably a two-way street. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because after a while, you got tied together so long, you'd be like, I need to be me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need to be me. It's not you. Right. It's me. I grown apart. You just growing apart right now.
Dude, that's what's happening to them?
Yeah, that's what that one-year deal about. He's just saying like a 1 year deal. Instead of extending him, you know, extra 2-3 years, you gave him an opt out clause.
Who you talking about again?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady? So they gave him a 1 year deal.
Yeah, with an opt out. This couple weeks ago. He got the option of being a free agent, and they can't franchise tag him next year. I ain't saying he leaving, but I think he wanna flirt with the idea if they think they gonna move on from him, and hey, we gonna find out. We gonna find out if it's you or if it's me.
They gotta find it next year, too. They know he ain't gonna be there forever. He know that.
He think he is, though. He ain't gonna be here and forever. What do you do but at that point? Like that, when though, it's like being in a relationship. Really, she like think that. We gonna make it last forever. And you like, nah, like, man. This is only for the night.
I think like that. I ain't gonna lie. Make it's gonna be weird as hell to see that boy retire.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that moment as a Bills fan, to be honest with you. I want to see what they look like without him.
Yo.
Because I want to know if it's him.
Yo, it is him.
Come on, man.
Like, I believe it's the system. I think it's the system and the defense. The system is great.
Matt
Castle looked good.
Bills got the potential.
Motherfucking Garoppolo looked good.
Right, Garoppolo. I don't even know why
Jacoby Brissett looked good. Everybody you put back there looked good.
See how they don't know how to build a team, the Bills? That's all I like about them.
Yeah.
They just getting played.
I think they on their way, though.
They're better than they've been in a while because they've been building a team.
Yeah, I see. Okay, they look like more like a team and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
They do shit more faster now. All that. Feel me?
Yeah.
Like, they get told over there.
I think as long as they don't shoot themselves in the foot with penalties, they're gonna be in every game.
Well, I keep thinking about.
That's where they always kill themselves at, being undisciplined, being more penalized.
And clutching in the red zone.
Listen, I've been thinking about going to try out for the Bills.
But they get better. Sick, go
up, man. And Christian Wade out there, ain't he? That rugby player, man. Anything possible, man.
I know. That's what I've been thinking about. Right, I'm like, man, come on. He be killing me because I know I'm nasty. So I'm like, damn, that should be me out there on TV. Something don't, listen, any running back I just seen the other day, bro. For some reason, I pay attention to the running backs a lot in football games. I'm like, oh, he running soft as hell. He running scared as hell. I can tell that shit. You feel me? Like, if they coaches don't see that shit, I don't know what's wrong with them boys. I know after that, like, it could be a good-ass play and shit, like, 8 yard run. Feel me? But they, like, run up the hole, like, scary sometimes. Like, nigga, you better finish the run. Feel me? Just finish the damn run. Feel me? Go hard. You know? That's how I feel about it. This boy freezing up and shit.
I'm be honest with you, though. I think it's more so because that shit more like a scrimmage. It's preseason.
Nah, I don't know.
And yeah, also, that's when you show up. Also, you got to also think that the NFL got a lot more rules.
Yeah, that's a fact too.
Than, you know, any other league as far as, like, a running back can't even lower it. You can't even bike no more.
That's right.
It's just, it's the smoke. I don't worry, but, you know. What was I saying? Damn it, you LB Sharp, motherfucker. Island man. Breeze ass nigga.
Man, sure, this nigga still
distracting me now. I'm high and forgot. I forgot where we was at and shit.
Man, y'all was deep there.
Yeah, that shit like a scrimmage. Anyway, y'all back. Yeah. That shit's like, you know, that shit like a play. They don't want nobody getting hurt out there. They want to make a lot of money. Because people getting hurt gonna cost them a lot of money. It's like having a union at your job and shit, and you, everybody at work getting disability. What? You can't work here for 30 years? No, but no. You know, that's what the job wants. And that's they sign you up, they say, shit, we gonna give you a 401k, IRA, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Sign this contract. Hey, they hoping you there for 30 years making them that money. Right. They hoping you show up on time, doing what you're supposed to do and all that shit. Of course they do. Just like the NFL hope that they players show up on time, do what they're supposed to do, and not get into no shit because you got a camera in your face now.
Right.
That's all they ask of you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and not, because football ain't what it used to be. Football used to be football. It used to be a sport.
Yeah.
Now, so it's more so about, hey, let's make money, right, let's make entertain money. Some people, and not get hurt in the process.
Right.
That was, you know what I mean? So, and that's what they, AB probably don't get yet. Like, he like, hey, I need this helmet. I need this helmet.
And I said, how can you, everybody know, though, since Little League, everybody knew you couldn't take your helmet with you, though, especially to a different team. You stupid. You feel me? Then you get new equipment then every year or every 2 years or some shit like that anyway.
Yeah.
So you always supposed to change your equipment and shit like that. It's a, it's something with the injury policy. You feel me?
Yeah.
They changed so much over the years.
He a grown-ass man. He know that shit. That's Tom Brady said he don't even like his little shit. He got a new helmet too, he said.
Yeah, man, that's your job. Your job telling you got a new uniform, you telling him no.
That's like, yeah,
that's what it's like. He said, no, I'm good, I'm wearing my old uniform.
Right, right, I'm
wearing
my
old uniform. Hey, new team, new uniform policy. Your helmet too old. If we can give it to you, we will. Why wouldn't we?
Right, why wouldn't we? Like, what the fuck? That you think he was talking?
But to be honest with you, I think it's more so extending his foot injury. It's semantics. Hey, let me just it's the old, let me show you what's in this hand, right, and then put this hand right here. Y'all ain't talking about my feet no more. Y'all talking about my helmet.
My helmet, right.
I'll be back week one whooping ass. Y'all need preseason and all this shit. I don't need none of this shit.
Right.
I need my feet to be good for this entire season. Y'all want me out here practicing, running 2 days, and all this other, fuck that.
Right.
I'm sorry you threw this way. Instead of him just coming out saying, hey, I show up week one. You know what I mean? Like, end of the, you know, that practice before week one. Hey.